You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Long-term interest rates are looking like they did before the pandemic, and crude oil is spiking. To help us with this, economist Julia Coronado joins us. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Hello.
Good morning.
All right, so we have the 30-year Treasury yield above 2%, first time in about a year. We have crude oil prices in Europe above $60 a barrel, here the highest since late 2019. Fit this into a tidy narrative for us, Julia.
Well, this is what we are calling the reflation trade. So there is a notion out there amongst investors and a raging debate amongst economists about whether this large stimulus or support package that is being discussed in Washington will lead to inflation, combined obviously with vaccination of the population and a reopening of the economy that combined with a lot of money will produce inflation. And that's leading oil prices higher and bond yields higher.
All right. But we haven't had much inflation for much of my professional life, and I'm quite gray. Is it happening this time in your considered opinion?
You're right. It is a bit of a Groundhog Day discussion, and I think it's overblown, actually. I think in a world of, you know, an aging population and rapid technology progress, and let's remember, a very weak labor market as a starting point, I think the stimulus package will help get the economy back on track for sure. Whether it will generate sustained inflation, you can call me deeply skeptical on that.
All right. Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.